Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm
guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome to the show. Guys, today has been kind of a weird day, but to put it all into perspective, I'm not crying about it. Everything works out. Didn't rain today, but, you know, the days are starting to, if you're like me, the days are starting to run into each other. And I think that the older you get, then the, you know, the faster these days go, the more they run into each other, and all this rigmarole, right? And it gets to be kind of weird. You know, my mom used to tell me all the time, you keep living, you'll see what we're talking about. And that's exactly what's happening. Again, thanks guys for listening to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in. And those who are listening via my show page online, live at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening to the show as well. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. I have a great show lined up for you today. But before we get into the show, guys, I promote the show daily on Facebook, Twitter, and Blog Talk Radio. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. You can also follow us on Facebook. And you can go into your Facebook account and search for The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And our show page, you come up there, go ahead and do your thing there on Facebook and become friends of the show. As well as Blog Talk Radio. If you are online right now on my show page, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up however you want to be able to follow the show daily. Now, that means that whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, again, before we get into the show, if you guys listened to the show on yesterday, you know I did a show about the Black Heisman and the White Heisman. Now, I got a lot of flack about that, but that's the way it goes. Anyway, but that was my opinion and the opinion of some people that I talked to over the weekend. Now it seems like they've come out again with even more allegations against this guy, Johnny Manziel from Texas A&M. And I don't know what's going to happen here, but you guys watch this and see how things unfold, okay? It looks like he's had a couple of more signings. And the way that they were, I was listening to Colin Cowherd on the Herd, another sports radio talk show, and he was talking to Manziel's attorney. And he was saying that, you know, it looked like he's had about 6 or 8 of these signings, okay? He signed over 4,400 different pieces of different items to be sold, okay? Now, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that you're going to sign 4,400 items, 4,400 different items for someone to sell, and you're not going to have any financial gain from that? I'm not going to sign 4,400 different pieces, different items, for you to sell, for you to make money, and I don't make any money from it. That's all I'm saying. So keep an eye on that, guys, and see how this plays out. Now, today's episode is called Obamacare. How does it work? You know, there's a big brouhaha all over the place about Obamacare. And, you know, a lot of people saying it's going to be bad for the country. It's going to take us down. It's going to do this. It's going to do that. Well, I found an interesting article about Obamacare and how Obamacare works for you, your family, and your business. Now I'm reading directly from an online source. You can go look at this yourself. It's called ObamacareFacts.com, and I chose to look at how Obamacare works because we're together on this. All right. Now I'm not saying I'm pro or con for this stuff, but I really don't know the inner workings of everything. That's why I wanted to talk to you guys about Obamacare and see if we can grab some facts about it and not listen to hearsay about how Obamacare works. Okay? And so, you know, don't just assume you like or dislike Obama's health care reform, you know, based on what other people say. Find out the facts about how Obamacare works for you, how it's going to work for your family, or how it's going to work for your business. Okay? Now, this says the Obamacare Exchange, the health insurance exchange pool. Okay, health insurance will be made available through the Obamacare Health Insurance Exchange Pool. The exchange is a group of health insurance providers that will offer coverage. You will choose the provider you want for you, your family, or business based off of who offers the most attractive package in regards or affordability and quality of coverage. The exchange pools are meant to be competitive, so this will help drive the quality up and cost down. Consumer Reports has provided a great breakdown of how to buy Obamacare. We have provided this information on our site to help you better understand what the Affordable Care Act means for you. Tax credits and upfront assistance will be available to low and middle income Americans and small businesses. Okay. Now this Consumer Reports on Obamacare, you can go look at their website and find that out. But this is what Consumer Reports says about Obamacare. Online insurance marketplaces. Beginning January 4th, 2014, individuals, families, and small business owners will be able to shop for health insurance in online marketplaces, similar to travel websites. These marketplaces, also called exchanges, will make it possible to easily compare and buy private insurance and determine if you qualify for financial help. The marketplaces will be open for business October 1st, 2013, selling coverage that begins January 1st, 2014. Now, you guys know, and I'm going to stop here for a second, but you guys know that like at work, the insurance will open up for you to make changes or for you to get involved with the insurance or whatever. You can't just jump into insurance and you know, midstream, okay, if you're already an employee, okay? But you can get in there if you're a new employee, you can get in there. But if you're already an employee, you just can't jump in the mix, You have to work, wait till what they call open enrollment. Okay. Now, the article says you may qualify for discounts to help pay for premiums if your income is from $15,000 to $46,000 for an individual and $31,000 to $93,000 for a family of four. You can also find out if you qualify for extra subsidies to help with out-of-pocket costs or for government programs such as Medicare, Medicaid, and the Children's Health Insurance Plan. Okay? The next piece of this is how to buy Obamacare subsidized insurance. Let's go back a second. The marketplaces, like they say, is like, you know, a website where you can go and you're going to see all these different healthcare. I think Blue Cross Blue Shield's involved. United Healthcare is involved. Kaiser's involved. There's a bunch of them. So you're going to have a plethora of insurance companies to choose from. Now, how to buy Obamacare subsidized insurance. Now, for coverage beginning January 1st, 2014, a new way to buy insurance will be available in October. You'll still be able to purchase insurance on your own directly from an insurance company or through a broker. Okay? But you will also be able to use the new state-based health insurance marketplaces, which are also called exchanges. There are two big advantages to using the online marketplace. First, you can make side-by-side, apples-to-apples comparisons of all the available plans and use an online calculator to find the best buy. The second advantage being that you may qualify for an upfront discount in the form of a tax credit to help pay for your premiums. And you might also get help with your out-of-pocket costs. Anyone without insurance through work can purchase private health insurance from the insurers participating in your state marketplace. You can also use it if your coverage at work costs you more than 9.5% of your income, or if your employer's plan does not meet the law's minimum standards. Now, why would they say if your employer's plan does not meet the law's minimum standards? I don't know what the law's minimum standards are, okay? I can tell you this. I worked for FedEx for about 3 years. Their health care plan was horrible. Horrible. And it also cost me big money. It cost me a little over $200 per month for insurance, okay? And then the coverage was horrible, all right? Already not making a lot of money at FedEx, but at the same time, health insurance that costs over $200 a month for my family of four, I mean, if Obamacare had been out at that time, I would be on Obamacare in one of these health insurance plans. I would not have used FedEx's health insurance at that time if Obamacare had been out at that time. It would have cost me less money. Okay, and I could get better coverage. I guarantee it. Back to the article. The online marketplaces will open for business starting October 1st, 2013, offering coverage that starts January 1st, 2014. States must decide whether to build their own or partner with the federal government. Some states will end up choosing to let the federal government run their online marketplaces. Now, again, it says that you can keep your insurance as it is right now. No big deal. All right? So if you have a good insurance plan at work or whatever, then you don't have anything to do. You're going to stay the same. You're going to keep living your life. Okay? So, you know, a lot of people say this is going to crumble this and crumble that. But if you already have health care and you're fine with it, what's it going to matter to you? I mean, if the deficit is going to go up because of this, whatever. It's been going up for years, even before Obama came into office. A lot of people act like just because Obama's in the office, just because Obama started this health care thing, that everything's going to go out of whack. But everything's been out of whack for years before you even knew about Obama. Okay? Now, how the Obamacare online marketplace works. You'll be able to easily compare and purchase health plans offered by private insurers and in some states, co-ops of doctors and nonprofit organizations that meet state insurance regulations. You'll be able to choose among plans with higher or lower deductibles and copays and higher or lower premiums. Okay? Of course, the higher your premium, the lower your deductible. Okay? The lower your premium, the higher your deductible. A streamlined one-step process will let you fill out one application to find out if you qualify for premium discounts, subsidies for out-of-pocket expenses, or coverage under programs such as Medicare or Medicaid. All right? So now you don't have to, you see these attorneys on TV talking about, let us help you with Medicare and Medicaid. Now you're going to be able to fill out one application and you'll be able to find out immediately, you know, if you qualify for help through Medicare or Medicaid. A lot of people don't even know that they have help out there and they're struggling and they don't even know if they have help for Medicare or Medicaid. They haven't even looked into it. But now you'll be able to do an online application one time, fill it out, and it immediately will tell you if you qualify for Medicaid or Medicare. I think that's a good thing. Back to the article. In many cases, in a single session, you'll be able to receive an eligibility determination and enroll in a health insurance plan that's right for you or your family. You will also be able to update any changes that might affect your eligibility, including marriage, divorce, or job change, and to keep your coverage from year to year through the exchange. So you'll be able to go online and say, I got married and I need to add my wife to this coverage, or we're having a kid and I need to add my kid to my insurance, or I'm getting divorced and I need to take my wife or my husband off of my insurance. Okay, you'll be able to make those changes right there online with no big deal. Okay, Now, maybe tomorrow or the day after or something, I'll get into, you know, how Obamacare assistance works. But, you know, or maybe the myths about Obamacare. I don't know, but like I said, you know, a lot of people, you know, okay, since I got a little time left in the show, I'm gonna go into this. And Obamacare myth. One of the myths is Obamacare means higher premiums. One of the most widespread Obamacare myths is that Obamacare increases insurance premiums. While many Americans have seen their health insurance premiums rise since the passing of the new health care law, blaming Obamacare is an oversimplification of the truth. Obamacare actually stops insurance companies from raising premiums on sick people and people with pre-existing conditions. It also adds a number of consumer protections and cost-cutting measures that help to decrease the growing rate of health insurance. One of the major aims of the program is to make insurance more affordable to tens of millions of Americans who could not previously afford insurance. One of the ways Obamacare helps to lower insurance premiums is by letting low and middle income Americans shop for health insurance on the insurance exchanges, an online market where healthcare providers offer affordable quality healthcare to compete to be your healthcare provider. A recent Congressional Business Office report shows that Obamacare is projected to lower most Americans' insurance premiums by 5 to 7%. That being said, some Americans, especially families above the 400% FLP mark, I figured that out, are projected to pay more for insurance, as are those who purchase high-cost plans. Regardless of this, the average cost of insurance is going down, while the rate at which costs are rising is being curbed. Despite the best intentions and consumer protections offered by the new health care law, such as insurance companies being required to justify rate hikes of a certain amount to the state for approval, it has not prevented insurance companies to compensate for costly aspects of the program, such as pre-existing conditions reform. So, guys, you know, we're just about out of time, but all I'm saying is go in and read the facts about Obamacare. Some people tell you this and tell you that about Obamacare, but go in, guys, and read the facts. Get the facts about it, okay? Now, our show today was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. IRS problems, taxes, personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting. Any of those concerns that you may have, call the professionals at CPA on Duty to help you with any and all of your concerns. Their office number again is 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show, and join me again tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. right here, live, on the Frank Williams Show. Take care, guys. Be safe. Good night. Yeah.
got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone, forget to reach it by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my